This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The 72nd National Film Awards were announced today. The Best Film Critic Award will be given to Sanjeev Srivastav. The award for Best Writing on Cinema will be given to K. Pradeep Kumar Shetty for his Kannada book. In the non-feature film category, Shivpal Singh Kang will get Best Music Direction Award for Parath 41, Digrachay Magavar. Best Direction Award will be given to Anand L. Rai for Statue of Unity, Ekta Ka Prateek. Best Short Film is Humsafar in Marathi. The Best Non-Feature Film is Bhangar, directed by Sumira Roy. In Gujarat, 5 people were killed and several others injured today after a massive fire broke out at a firecracker manufacturing and processing unit on the Ramol Gadrad Road in Ahmedabad. Our correspondent reports that the Rapid Action Force personnel rushed to the site immediately and retrieved the dead bodies and rescued the trapped and injured workers from the blazing structures. Several firefighting vehicles also rushed to the spot and brought the blaze under control. Cooling operations are currently underway. The injured have been admitted to nearby hospitals for treatment. Expressing deep condolences, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel termed the incident extremely tragic and prayed for the deceased and the speedy recovery of the injured. The Chief Minister announced an ex gratia assistance of 4 lakh rupees to the next of the kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. In Andhra Pradesh, 5 fishermen lost their lives after drowning in the Godavari River near Golagudam village of Polavaram district today. The victims had gone to the river for fishing when they were reportedly swept away by the strong current. Police, along with local rescue teams and villagers, launched a search operation after receiving information about the incident. The bodies of all the 5 victims were recovered from the river. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu expressed profound grief over the incident and conveyed his condolences to the bereaved families. India's first privately developed orbital rocket Vikram-1 under Mission Agaman has successfully reached orbit after completing its final burn and injecting payloads into a 450-kilometer orbit. The liftoff took place at 12.05 p.m. from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Our correspondent reports that the milestone makes India the 3rd country in the world to achieve private orbital launch capability. Developed under Mission Agaman, the rocket is intended to provide cost-effective and flexible launch services for small satellites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Skyroot Aerospace team over a telephonic call. Mr. Modi said the successful launch of Vikram-1 under Mission Agaman is a major milestone in India's journey towards self-reliance in the space sector.
आसमान में नए पौधे गाड़ दिए हैं और दूसरा जमीन में भी उस रूट्स को आपने मजबूती दी है जो देश के नौजवानों को आगे आने की प्रेरणा देगी और मुझे ये सफलता के लिए तो आनंद होना ही होना था लेकिन आप लोगों ने जिस कमिटमेंट के साथ मेहनत की मैं आपको आपकी पूरी टीम को इस महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय के लिए और महत्वपूर्ण सफलता के लिए मैं बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ.
Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh also congratulated Team Skyroot on the successful launch of Vikram-1. The minister said the mission marks a major milestone for India's expanding private space sector. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, today announced that Olympic medalists Mirabai Chanu and Lavlina Borgohain will serve as India's flag and baton bearers at the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. The opening ceremony of the scaled-down multi-sport event will be held on the 23rd of this month at the OVO Hydro Arena. In a press release, IOA President P.T. Usha said, the honour recognises their outstanding contribution to Indian sport. And in a FIFA World Cup, European rivals France and England will lock horns in the third-place playoff match at the Miami Stadium tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.